Okay, so I know the last video was somewhat abstract in terms of talking about AI agents. What I want to do now is actually show how you can start easing yourself into the world of AI agents. And the first thing you want to do is to launch your own GPT in the GPT store. And you don't have to publish it to the GPT store. You can also just use your own custom GPTs, which is what I do. And so the, I think, original idea when they launched the GPT store was that it was going to be this interconnected sea of AI agents. And this may be the case. We may find out that the GPTs were a foundation, a step in the direction of what GPT, 4.5 or 5 was always going to be. But that actually never happened. It's unclear why they kind of didn't push it any further. It's just kind of stalled. Maybe it was to do with the board coup that happened in November 2023. Maybe it just petered out. Maybe they just wanted to do it for training data. Who really knows? But the idea with these GPTs is we can create custom GPTs that we can give custom instructions to, and then we can go back to them, and without having to rewrite a long prompt every single time, we can just dive straight in and very, very quickly kind of do a micro agent. Okay, so you can use these now as your own custom personal GPTs. You can also, by the way, use them to as lead gen. So what, for example, NVIDIA do, or NVIDIA, sorry, not NVIDIA, but NVIDIA, what they do is they basically let you create a very simple video, or more accurately, start to create one. And then as soon as you want to access your video, it then makes you sign up to NVIDIA. Okay, so that's a very clever way to do it, is lead gen. I'm also going to give you my mega prompt for making these GPTs, which is inside of Agent X. It's, built directly into Agent X. But you can use this to create your own custom GPT. It's a very, very cool prompt. I'll give it you, and then you can go to the GPT, go into ChatGPT, build your own GPT, and get started with your very first agent, which is going to be a GPT within the GPT store. So that's it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.